JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
But it's the biggest thing since radio, and I'm letting you in on the ground floor.
The biggest thing on earth.
The biggest thing in the world.
The biggest thing that's ever happened in my life.
This is the biggest thing that's ever happened to you.
It's the biggest thing ever.
All right, enough of this small talk.
Enough of this foolishness.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Now go.
It's a Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, May 15th. What up, party people?
What up, dude?
All of a sudden, it's summer.
Yeah. The business shorts back on, ready to go back to work.
It is now officially forecast over 90 tomorrow.
Nice. Yay.
So the pool's open then, right?
No.
Why not?
Because all the lifeguards are still at school.
Yeah, so then we break out the sprinklers?
Yes.
There's
you can do
lakes
that.
To swim in.
That's true.
Yes. They'll open the pools as soon as school's closed. Like Memorial Day, they open the pools.
Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of kids that are just like, can we just end school now?
Seven more days. Lincoln Public Schools.
Just find a friend that lives in an apartment complex.
Oh,
if you know,
right.
Or someone that goes to a golf course. Like there's a few golf courses that have
that other pools ready to go.
Yeah,
okay.
Apartment complex. That'd be the key.
Pretend
like you know someone there.
Gonna make friends. Yeah.
I know it was officially almost summer because yesterday, after it being freezing a week ago, my kids come in the door after school. It's so hot. Oh. It's too hot out.
Carter, this is the first time since, obviously, you know, the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I picked up Carter from school and he runs and I give him a big hug and I'm like, that's gross.
Yeah.
Because he just got done with recess and then they did late recess. He just head to toe sweat.
What
to
do.
And I was like, oh, you little 6-year-old ball of sweat. Get over here.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Fun to touch you when you're all sweaty.
No, that's fun, though. I'm excited. I actually just found out about something and I came in telling you guys, like, I don't know how living here for the last 15 years, I never knew about this.
Yeah.
But apparently there's like a dad and kids fishing tournament that they do every year in Lincoln. It had been at Holmes Lake and now it's going to be at a different lake. And I was like, what? Well, hold on.
Right.
I'm a dad. I got kids.
To be fair, you've only had a kid old enough to fish with you for a few years.
Yeah, but I have a dad. I act like a kid. Why couldn't I have done this before?
Your dad with you.
Yeah, what? Hey, so dad, I'm like right now, like, okay, I got to figure out what this
thing
is.
Can adults and their dads do it, or is it just
I have
for...
no idea.
Oh, okay.
I literally, this is like 20 minutes ago, and it was like 5:30 in the morning, and you wake up, and it's like, my mind's blown right now. I have no idea what's happening. So I got to figure this out. I got to just search this thing. Google, help me.
Go fishing.
I don't know.
So we finally saw Avengers yesterday.
How did you like it? How did you like it?
What'd you think?
It was entertaining. Yeah. There was only one time there was a super important moment that I had to lean over and go, who is that? It was somebody who was, I won't give anything, who has not had their own movie. And he comes back at a super important time. And I had no idea who this character was.
Brady told you?
Yes, Brady knew.
Nice.
But we had another one of those moments where Luke, my 4-year-old, managed to get a laugh from the whole theater. And I can't even remember which superhero it was, but one of them says, I am the strongest Avenger. And Luke goes, nah, that's
Thor.
Hulk.
Yeah, Thor.
That was loud.
Thor. Yeah.
No, that's Hulk.
That's like 80 years worth of arguing in comics between Thor and Hulk on that one.
That's so funny.
So yeah.
So Luke came down on the other side of that particular
argument. Baby Hulk. Who do you think likes
exactly
would go on
that? I think he may have even dropped a, well, actually, it's Hulk.
Yeah.
There you go. Of course, because it's your kid.
Yeah, actually.
Anybody else would be like, it's Hulk. Actually, it's Hulk.
I have to think in that movie, you got a whole new appreciation for your son being baby Hulk, since the Hulk is like
smart now,
very intelligent,
yeah, exactly.
And just, he doesn't smash Hulk. Anything and is just like, whoa, hello, how's it going? I'll take some tea with my crumpets.
So,
yeah.
So now everybody's spoiling Avengers Endgame. We can talk about it.
Still don't feel like we should talk about the big spoilers on the air.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard any.
I hadn't gone
out of my way to avoid them,
right?
Even.
Me neither did I, and you know, like. We always talk about social media is an interesting thing because depending on the group that you run with, like I'm heavy into sports Twitter, obviously theater Twitter, you know, that kind of thing. So like there's stuff you'll see that I won't and vice versa.
Right.
I didn't go out of my way to avoid these. I only one person, that Indomucat guy on Twitter who tweets at everybody, he spoiled it like day two and like tweeted out a video of the end of the movie. And
why?
Which was really
what?
Weird. And so I'm still mad at him for that. Otherwise, I didn't see much either. People have been doing a really nice job, I think, in this one of keeping the surprises from...
It's an iconic end to...
Without giving away anything, how did your boys enjoy the big plot twists towards the end?
They liked the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah. When you guys saw it, did they have the Spider-Man trailer at the end yet?
Trailer had come out already on.
No, it's
come,
well. So now, it. Now before yeah. you see the movie,
they're gonna be Spider-Man, pretty amped up for that.
Spider-Man comes out before they roll the movie. There's a little clip of Spider-Man saying, "Hey, the trailer's out for my new movie, but we can't show it to you because it has spoilers. That's so you have brilliant. To come out. Except for you've been sitting there for like 3.5 yeah. hours, and now I have to sit through 10 minutes of credits. I have to pee so bad.
You get up and you go to the bathroom during the credits, and you come back into the theater. It's okay to do that.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that.
That's what people do.
No one will leave. The kids were like, no, we're going to stay. Okay, fine.
Jess and I are deciding if we're going to go see it again. Because we took baby Bailey, 1 year old, was with us. Mm-hmm. She did a really nice job. I stood in the walkway for the first 40 minutes getting her to go to sleep. Then I held her for the next hour and some change.
Oh, wow.
Then she woke up and Jess missed the last 30. She had to go outside because there was no putting her back to sleep.
Right.
So we're trying to decide if we should go and maybe do something where we watch the first 40, leave, and then come back for the last 30.
Well, that's what you can do.
And like go on a date night, and we'll just go to like the bars around the area and then walk back in.
Yeah, just go to
try
the Grand,
to catch the end of it.
Catch the bar, sit in the bar and hang out there and wander around and then go back and watch the last.
Well, I'm glad you guys got to go, man. I'm glad everybody had fun.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's still number one at the box office, and it probably will be because Detective Pikachu couldn't knock it off. I don't know.
Almost
if
did, though.
Yeah, I came real close.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Which I've been told Detective Pikachu, like Deadpool Light. The comedy that Ryan Reynolds wrote for it. Mm-hmm. It's the comedy's really built for both adults and kids. So if you're going to go see that one, that's worth seeing at the Grand. We'll have your chance to win your way to the movies coming up a little bit later on. More Kenny Chesney tickets too. And CMA Flyaway.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
pecker!
Oh, yeah.
Wait. That's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
wing. Pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Get on the horn to British intelligence and let them know about this.
So back in 2017, a giant phallic symbol appeared in the sky above the, well, Washington State.
Were they calling some superhero porn star?
No.
It's not like the bat signal for some...
Yeah, Orgasmo. Yeah. That's a good movie, by the way.
It's long been known that the dong was drawn by pilots based in the Naval Air Station at Whimby Island.
Okay. Yeah, they got in trouble for this. Mm-hmm. They were in deep trouble for this, actually.
Yep. Proving that no matter how educated you are, you always think it's funny to...
Yeah, wieners are funny.
Draw
wieners
a wiener on something. Yeah.
Wieners are funny.
This happened, was this last summer when this happened?
2017. A couple summers ago.
They are objectively ridiculous.
No, that's how long it takes to like get through the like red tape of this thing and get these guys in trouble for flying in a shade, making a...
Well, officially chemtrail. On Monday, the Navy Times published the transcripts of the pilot's thought process leading up to... said gesture in the sky.
Okay,
gosh, really?
As Deadspin puts it, they noticed they were throwing up some bitchin' contrails during the 90-minute training flight and grasped the opportunity before them. This is in the transcripts from the Navy.
I mean, listen, these guys, these are Navy pilots. Do you think they talk in any other manner?
Yeah.
I used to live next door to one in Omaha.
Yeah.
And he... bitchin', I think, came out of his mouth every other sentence. Like, dude, this is so cool, man. You know, like, they think they're straight out of Top Gun. Like, that's real.
When a cockpit partner said, draw a giant penis, that would be awesome, the initial hesitant pilot eventually obliged, clicking the first link for, you could get the whole transcript. They go real deep in the transcripts of what they were saying.
We have this much information, which basically boils down to, hey, look, it's drawing lines. You should draw a wiener.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, like no matter how advanced and like how, because you got to be pretty darn smart to be a fighter pilot.
Right.
And really talented. And it's like, all right, we're going to be the Da Vinci. We'll be the Leonardo.
Yes, I'm so glad that we have this whole report to break down the fact that he said, you know, it would be bitch and draw a wiener.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
well, now we understand deep into their thought process.
Like this whole thing just proves further that grown men are really just 12-year-old boys at all.
Yeah, pretty much all the time. Yeah.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
I will put the transcripts up on Twitter.
Okay.
Just for
please,
you will laugh. You will laugh so hard. reading about this. It's outstanding. The Nitty Gritty's coming up.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
We have a shoey update to begin.
Shoey Gates.
Oh, boy.
Kacey Musgraves caved to the Aussies.
Yes!
Kind of.
Way to go, lady.
Kind of.
Oh.
So we told you yesterday how she absolutely refused to drink out of anybody's shoe during a show the other night because she's a reasonable human and that's not something that you should ever do.
Oh, you're at a party. Just do it.
You never would either because it's disgusting.
I drink out of someone else's shoe. I drink out of my own, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Australians would apparently not drop it. So last night in Melbourne, she pulled a glass slipper out and had a band member pour in some tequila.
Glass slipper. Okay, that's fun. Wow.
She told the crowd, quote, "I guess in Sydney I wasn't really in the mood, but it's our last show, so I'll do one for you after drinking the tequila," she said. So basically, you're welcome.
A glass slipper.
So basically, you're welcome.
She got a glass-shaped cup or a shoe-shaped cup.
Yes.
And drank out of it.
Yeah. Yes. All right, there you go. That's the only way it's okay, is if there's never been a foot in it.
It's fine.
Brantley Gilbert has been watching a lot of kids' shows these days, thanks to his 18-month-old son, Barrett. And the boy has good taste. Brantley says, quote, "What's funny is like the animated movies and stuff. I love them. They're pretty good nowadays. He loves Puppy Dog Pals and Mickey. He likes Paw Patrol. But there is a twist here. Brantley is worried that his son does not watch enough TV because Barrett is always bugging mom and dad to go outside, which cuts into Brantley's TV time. Quote, "He'd rather stand on the windowsill and look out the window than sit in front of the TV. When the songs come on, he'll go over there and stomp his foot and look at the TV. But when the song goes off, he's over it. He's so ready to go outside."
That's so funny.
Brantley's like, "But I'm watching this. Get back over here.
Finish this, please."
The good news for Brantley is that more kids' TV shows will be coming his way because he and his wife Amber are expecting a baby girl in September.
Yeah.
A better TV partner, because this kid just wants to go play outside.
Dad's going to be outside. Dad's going to be on the couch with the baby just kind of watching TV.
Well, who better to serve as a bartender on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen than Mitchell Tenpenny? The show on Bravo has celebrity guest bartenders. Uh-huh. So the guy who's famous for the song Drunk Me seems like a good fit. Mitchell tweeted, "Guess who's going to be a guest bartender tomorrow on Bravo with Andy Cohen? Y'all tune in, see what I'm serving up." Mitchell's follow-up to Drunk Me, by the way, is called Alcohol You Later. So it seems he may have his calling.
Yeah. Wait, what is it?
Yeah.
Alcohol You Later.
Hold on, what now? That's a song we're going to play?
I'll play it for you off air.
Will you?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Parrot.
Man.
I'll get it for you.
Nobody's ever written a song about alcohol in country music. It's going to be groundbreaking.
Alcohol You Later.
Alcohol You Later.
I think alcohol is mentioned within like 20 seconds of almost every song.
So no. There's nothing wrong with that. Alcohol You Later, Lauren.
I know. I know.
No matter how many times you say it, it's not going to change it.
Finally, we have new music from Keith Urban. It's called We Were, and it's come from an upcoming new album.
Right. Don't be confused from We Were Us that he did with Eric Church a couple years
ago. That's different. This is just We Were.
Totally new song.
Mm-hmm. We will play We Were for you right here in just a minute. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Morning Show.
So the next single will be We, because we're cutting back from We Were Us to We Were to We.
We.
We got good things on the way. We brought you by
Live on your radio. It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Tell us something good, Lauren.
Okay, so my good thing, after I left here yesterday, I was driving home and I go around the stadium. And you know when you come out on the other side of the stadium and then the off-ramp for 180 is right next to you over on your right? Well, there was a dude standing on the off-ramp to I-80 as I was pulling by. And you could see he was kind of like waving his arms around something on this off-ramp. Okay. And I was like looking in the rearview mirror trying to figure out what was going on. And as I looked back, there was a mama duck and probably like 7 babies crossing in front of the off-ramp, and this man had pulled over his car and was standing on the off-ramp and waving the cars around the mama duck and the babies.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Shout out to that guy, because that was awesome.
I hope people were obeying the traffic laws and slowed down enough that'd be scary watching a person standing right there, because people could fly down that thing. But that's nice of him to do.
No, people were pulling around him, but love that man. I don't know who he is, but I love that man.
There's not much to make you smile more either than watching a mama duck and like six baby ducks walking because they're in that line.
Yes.
Just waddling away.
That's super fun.
So cool. Husker Nick, you're a good thing.
So my good thing, athletes lose all the time, right? You can't win all the time in sports. So there was a shot about probably 5 days ago where the Raptors, player shoots the ball. It's the last shot of the game. The ball literally hits the front rim, bounces like 5 feet in the air, hits the other side, comes back down, hits, and rolls into the bucket to win the game. I mean, like, there was enough time for the players to stop and pose, and everybody's watching to see. There's this great photo of it. And Joel Embiid was on the losing end of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He starts crying, walks off the court. People on Twitter were making fun of this man because he was just bawling as he walked off the court that they lost. Well, Olivia says, you know what? Keep your head up. She wrote a letter to Joel Embiid, and it says, Dear Joel Embiid, and remember, picture this with the lines and the perfectly stick, you know, letters that little kids write with when they're small.
Yeah.
It says, Dear Joel Embiid, you're my favorite basketball player. I'm sorry that you lost. I saw you crying on TV. It's okay to lose sometimes. I lost basketball games too. You got so far, and I'm so proud of you and the Sixers. Aww. Your fan, Olivia, age 9. And then she drew a big tall guy and a little tiny short girl both dribbling basketballs next
to
him.
That's so cute.
I'm like, yes! That's great.
That's so
keep your head up,
Olivia.
Joel Embiid. I love that you care enough. You started bawling right away. Like that's awesome.
That means a lot. My good thing is, do you remember the Wow Kid? If you don't, here's a little bit of that from the orchestra. Here it comes. Wow. He's so cool. So they've been trying to track him down, and they finally did, and it's a New Hampshire resident. He's 9. His name is Rowan Madden. And he just yelled, wow. And they loved it so much. They're inviting him and it's his grandfather that took him to the orchestra. Steven's his name. And he says the support and response is all the more special because Rowan is on the autism spectrum and has a unique way of expressing himself. And he doesn't have a lot of expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And Rowan saying, wow, meant something to him, his grandfather, and that moment. So it's a really cool thing. And I think it's really neat that they're getting to do that with that orchestra.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So again, if you've got a good thing, let us know about it. We'd love to talk about it. So just let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, a direct message. And we'll add it to our good things every day.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Seriously.
Florida.
What the f***?
Florida.
Picked your f***ing life?
Florida. Florida.
On a Wednesday morning. I like it. I wish I had a good with the girl. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in the hat with a fat, a 6-point baller. I wish I was like 6.9. I could get into this.
Very good. Nice. That's about as same level as Lauren with the Fresh Prince.
Listen, man, Skilo. Skilo was the man back in the mid-90s.
So we go to Florida, Longwood, Florida, for a call on Sunday night about a naked man at the park.
Mm. Oh, no.
That's never a good thing.
I was here Sunday night, so you can't say it was me. And when they got there,
also not 29, but you know.
if it said we got a phone call about an elderly fellow in the park, I'm like, JP,
have to go there.
JP, Lauren's not going to be able to talk the rest of the segment.
Wow.
Are you 29?
We had a phone call about an elderly fellow in the park.
I
JP.
Didn't say that.
Just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show.
I'm kidding.
What just happened?
All I said was you're not 29.
Oh, man.
Thanks.
Just embrace the fact that you're getting up there, dude. It's all right.
It's okay.
You still act like a 14-year-old schoolgirl, so you're fine.
I got that going for me, which
is yes.
All right, so they found...
Age is nothing if you just act young.
Anyway, it also
you're
feels
fine.
Relevant that this is at Candyland Park, which makes it more disturbing, is what this is called.
29-year-old Jordan Anderson in Candyland Park was totally nude and shooting hoops.
Yeah. You got to get your skill. Hey, listen, practice makes perfect. Yeah. You can't be good at basketball is a sport you got to practice a lot in order to be good at.
And according to the police report, when they asked him what he was doing, he said, quote, he was working on his basketball skills.
Yeah.
And he feels playing naked enhances his skill level.
That's because no one wants to guard you. Like, that's super simple. I was actually considering when I read this, like, man, I'd have to try to play blind, so I had to figure out how I could shoot with something over my eyes. But I feel like JP in our 3-on-3 basketball tournaments, this is how you dominate.
I would totally do pretty well in the paint, I think.
Do you think this guy actually just shows up naked to things and can't figure out why he plays so much better when he's naked? And the answer actually is everyone backs way off and he can shoot whenever he wants. Yeah.
This is the next level from guy who's super sweaty and has the chest hair. And, like, you don't want to guard that guy because it's gross, because he's going to lean into you and get the sweat and chest hair all up and down you. And it's so gross.
I was super sweaty the two games that I played for our little 3-on-3 basketball game.
That's true. You were. I felt bad for that short girl that was guarding you. Like, she was like, the whole side of her was drenched in JP sweat. Because he kept trying to, like, back her down, and he's, like, leaning on her, and she's, like, pushing this behemoth back. And, like, I mean, she held you to no points.
Was easy enough.
Thanks to this, now, whenever that happens, you can go, hey, at least I'm not naked.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, now we know it could always be worse.
Okay, let's think of other sports that maybe this would happen in. Okay. Like, I don't think golf is a good one.
To be naked?
Yeah, because you're swinging that club through. There could be all sorts of damage that happens.
Maybe like doing the helicopter, stop.
No.
Lauren!
If you think about it, though, you're supposed to be bent a certain way, so you wouldn't
I don't know, man.
Have that
issue. Sounds
dangerous.
Football,
probably
not. Football. No one would tackle you, probably.
Yeah.
You'd just run down.
You can literally think you were super good at football.
You'd like slow walk down the middle of the field. Like, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
Tennis?
Baseball, you slide head first a lot, which would be brutal.
Yeah.
Maybe tennis would work.
Tennis would work for that?
You're a lot of back and forth, running back and forth in that thing.
Volleyball? Now you have to do a lot of sliding and hitting the ball.
God dang it, Lauren. Somehow you're the one making this the most awkward.
Right.
I didn't think that would happen.
You're welcome.
No. More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We're going to keep making it awkward for you with a super awkward question. Get that in just a few minutes.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll get to couples therapy and helping sort out an issue between a married couple.
Things have been getting pretty weird.
You're making it real weird right now.
But first, we have a serious question to ask you.
We do. This is kind of becoming a thing. This is the third Wednesday in a row we have done would you rather kind of question.
Well, the bosses told us about a month ago. They said, guys, your show's a little goofy. We need you to ask serious, hard-hitting questions of the people and have them decide either this or that.
Yeah.
We got to know, what are you guys going to do? What would you do to these hard-pressing questions? And we said, fine, we'll get as serious as we possibly can on this show.
And I enjoy that the phones are ringing before we ask the question.
Yeah, see, that's because the people who participate. You know, they're ready to get serious with us. All right, hang on, let me get my serious face.
So we have a very serious question we need you to weigh in on this morning.
Okay, and this is something, by the way, too, that, like, I think JP was pooping the other day, and he thought of this. Oh. It came up with, he was, like, seriously hard-thinking. And then when you're focused while you're on the John, that's when the best questions come into your mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here is the question. Would you rather, I'm already doing well.
Yeah.
Would you rather every serious conversation end with one loud fart or every kiss cause a loud burp?
Oh boy.
Wow.
You wanting to fart at the end of convos? And there's serious ones, too.
So, yeah. So, like, you go in and you tell your boss what's going wrong right now and you have very serious concerns about the direction of this company. And as you finish up your thought, you just let one huge fart
go. Do you got any sound effects on you?
Can you pull up one fart?
I need a fart noise.
You need a fart noise.
Can you give me I'm going to give you a great example. I need a fart noise on this one to really let people understand what's going on. Okay, you have it ready?
I'm ready for you.
All right, at the end of my sentence,
okay,
let's give them and then we also need a belch at some point here.
Okay.
Okay, here comes.
One for you.
Lauren?
Mm.
I'm your mom here, okay? Or your dad. I'm your dad.
I thought that was it. Lauren, I'm your mom. What?
Lauren, you were adopted. That's an example. That's an example of what might happen.
Or every time you're in a romantic moment and you kiss someone, just as you pull back, there's one loud belch.
Belch.
Mm-hmm. We don't have that sound effect.
I don't have a belch.
But it's got to be like a belch that's kind of pukey a little bit. Ew. You know, like the... where it's like... bleh, and you're like, God, did you just kind of a little come out of there? You could taste it. You know what I'm saying? And the,
so
and
that's
the,
what we need to know from you this
let's
morning.
Add the toot is a... It's a juicy toot. There you go. All right, ready? Ready? Like, honey, sweetheart, I just want you to know, I love you. Happy anniversary. Mwah.
Oh, my God.
Or, that's horrible. Your other option, just to remind you guys, is my wife walks up to me. She goes, Nicholas, I know we weren't planning on having a third kid, but I'm pregnant.
No, that's just accurate. That is
accurate. How is that accurate?
The first day after because you find out you're pregnant.
Because pregnancy gives you horrible like gas. Really?
All right. Yeah.
All right. So let's get right to it.
Which would you rather have happen?
Says it all on Kicks 96.9, 466-9696.
So yes, you want to...
Would you rather...
pass gas.
Have every serious point you make.
Yeah.
End with a loud fart or every kiss end with a loud belch.
And we've got people waiting online to participate.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick two. Show. Yeah. Kicks 96.9.
Neither is ideal.
Right. Phones are lit up 466-9696. So you can let us know as well. Facebook and Twitter.
Calls. Says it all on Kicks 96.9, 466-9696.
Would you rather have every serious conversation end with one loud fart or every kiss cause one loud burp?
Ooh. Kyle on Facebook says the fart, it would always be good for a laugh. A burp would then let you would let them smell your breath and they wouldn't want another kiss.
Yeah, I'm team fart on this one, just so we're all clear.
All of this is horrible.
Hi, Kicks.
I would rather have... every point that I have land with a fart.
And why is that?
Because I usually don't talk very much, and I don't talk to much people.
I am definitely on the fart side.
Why?
Did you think you'd wake up and say that sentence today?
No.
Team fart.
We're team fart right now. What do you got?
What?
Why?
Oh, why? Because, like... trying to have like build a relationship with someone and then burping every time, like I think you'd just be single forever.
That's
or like a fart, you can at least be like, oh my gosh, sorry, that slipped
out.
But, you know?
But what about that moment where you look at him right in the face and you go, hey, I think it's time for us to get serious with our relationship.
That is true.
Again, neither is ideal.
Well, thank you.
I have a quick question on that, though. You need to clarify something.
Oh, okay.
Are you asking if I'm right now at the age I'm at, or is this a generic question for if you were younger or older?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think if you were younger, it would be less serious questions. You would not want a belch because intimacy happens more often. And as you get older, that may taper off. You're going to have more serious questions in life, so I think I would rather belch.
I really love the in-depth
breakdown. I like how hard you thought about it. Plus, the older you get, the more people forgive everything.
Right, yeah, when you're older, you kind of can get away with stuff. That's true.
Exactly. I mean, you get married, longer in life, together, kids. Those features of intimacy may drop off quite a bit. But it's a belt that you can understand.
Bradley, we appreciate you.
If this fart thing actually wins and then it did happen, this would be a daily conversation I'd have. Do you have the farts ready?
I have everything ready for you.
My son's kindergarten teacher would walk up to me and go, Mr. Greggett, your son was absolutely terrible today. And then I'd look at her and I'd go, oh God, what did he do? She'd say he was making fart noises in class while I was trying to talk. And then I go, well, I'll be sure to take him home and tell him that that is unacceptable.
Also, how would she even be sure that he was making fart noises? Maybe
I had a serious in-depth conversation.
A whispered serious conversation.
That's a possibility. What if,
but in that scenario, though, would they play out where that's when you get the
Maybe
because you're whispering.
Whispering.
So it's got to like.
And he's a little person too.
And he's a little guy.
The volume of your conversation depends on the style of fart that you
like.
Get
what
for.
About at weddings when they're like, "You may kiss the bride."
Then you'd get both.
Blah.
You get all of it.
That right there, what you just played, is the worst case scenario for any human on this planet.
All right. Well, you can chime in on that on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969, and ask your friends.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix96.9. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
The only uncredited couples therapist in the city of Lincoln and the state of Nebraska, but yet our success rate is pretty high.
Oh, come on, man. I take all the credit I can on this thing. I don't know what you mean by uncredited.
The shingle on the wall type of thing.
We could make whatever we need, a plaque or
anything. We could do a little placard.
Like we can make our own.
Get away with that?
Yeah.
So if you need any kind of relationship help, we're here for you, especially on Wednesdays when it comes to married couples.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we have our friends Jimmy and Sam who have an issue. And it's Jimmy who's reaching out to us about a problem he's got with his wife, Sam. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. All right, so lay out your issue for us. What can we help you with today?
Well, listen, I love my wife. She's awesome. We have a lot of fun together. We have amazing kids. She's beautiful. I'm a really lucky guy, but every freaking night she sits up for a couple hours on her phone in bed, you know?
Okay.
And she's watching, you know, some, you know, was it Housewives or some stupid city or catching up on Facebook, but I'm trying to sleep, and that light drives me nuts, and, you know, it's just, she needs to stop, and she won't.
Okay.
She refuses. And so you've asked her, and she said negative.
She will not stop, you know, looking at her phone at night. She has a light so bright, it just keeps me up. You know?
Have you asked her to turn the light down?
If she turns it down, it doesn't feel like it, you know, and I ask her, and she keeps complaining to me that, you know, it's her house. She wants to go.
Oh, man. All right. Well, should we see what she has to say?
Yes, we'll bring Sam on here as a part of couples therapy. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so what's with the phone in bed at night?
It's just simple. I mean, that's how I decompress for the day. You know, I get comfortable in my bed, and I'm butt naked, by the way, and he doesn't complain about that.
Not quite sure how that's relevant, but okay.
I think it's
bad. I'm just saying. All right. So I like to watch my shows and read and relax. And, I mean, he can buy one of those eye covers if it bothers him so much.
Is dimming the light?
He just said he hates those things.
Yeah, he did say that.
Okay.
Is turning the light down halfway or whatever not an option here?
I've dimmed it, and then he complains and says I didn't.
Yeah, he said it doesn't seem any different to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just saying I should be able to go to bed and relax how I want to in my house, in my bed. And I've told him he can sleep in the guest room if he doesn't want to deal with it. Wow.
Do you see his point, too, though, that it's keeping the light is keeping him up once after bedtime?
Yes, but like I said, I've turned the light down. Like, if I'm watching something on my phone, I'll turn the volume all the way on, like, as low as I can turn it to where I can still hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And the original thing was I would watch TV in bed, and he didn't like that, so I changed my phone so it'd be less light and sound, and he's still complaining about that.
Okay.
So it's not like I haven't tried to compromise.
Now, I don't know, given that the bed is primarily for sleeping, I suppose my position would be the one who wants to sleep wins the bed. If you want to watch TV or something, go in the living room and lay on the couch.
How she relaxes, I get that. I personally am on his, like, this happens to me on a nightly basis. My wife will sit in bed for an hour and a half watching shows while I'm trying to sleep before I go to work the next day.
Is she using headphones?
I've gotten super good at ignoring it. I blame the railroad because they actually teach you how to nap on a train if you need to for 15 minutes. But I can actually sleep through it. If it bothered me, though, like if I do this, Jess, like, rolls over and says, Nick, turn that crap off. I can't sleep. So, like, I actually understand where you guys are coming from on this. I don't have a good answer, though. This is like the first time I don't have a good answer on this.
I do. The bed is for sleep. Whoever wants to primarily sleep wins. If you want to watch TV or something, you can take. If it's bothering the other person, you can do it somewhere else.
I think I'm on her team because she's winding down and trying to relax, and there's no better place than your bed to wind down and relax.
Yeah, truly. You get comfortable in your own bed, and you just. Yeah, it's easier to go to sleep than sitting up on the couch or even laying
down.
But
how is that fair to your partner who doesn't get to sleep?
Let's ask the people.
So let's get right to it.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Whose side are you on? Are you on Jimmy's that he wants Sam to get off the phone at night so he can sleep? Or Team Sam needs that phone time to decompress at night? You got to pick a side. 466-9696. We'll get your calls next. Brought to you by Walker Tire Point S. Quick Nick.
What gets you going in the morning is country music.
It's food for the day.
Gets me going in the morning. Nothing gets me going
like Mornings with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Couple therapy, and we shipped it over to you, the people. And see what the people think of the bugaboo going on between Jim and Sam.
We have some good tweets coming in. People have some thoughts on this.
What are their thoughts?
Matt says, here's a surefire way to fall asleep. Turn around. Close your eyes. Eyes have this nice light-canceling cover thing called eyelids.
Oh, come on.
Try them, buddy. But she should wear earbuds, he says.
Risa, and actually I got a text that says almost the same thing from a friend. I go to bed earlier than my husband so I can have that time to watch my phone or iPad. And then when he comes to bed, I turn it off.
So there's a separation of time.
Yeah.
And they can still participate in both activities.
Shimania says, my wife does the same thing every night, scrolling Facebook. She always tries to show me what she's looking at. But if my wife was doing it naked, I just threatened to, hey, we might have to wrestle here if you keep this up. And then she'll quit. It's a joke. It's comedy. Not everything you bring back to that.
That's not a bad thing. That shouldn't be a bad thing.
I don't know, dude.
Weird, but my son Tristan just says, I'm on Sam's side.
The teenagers are coming out pro phone.
Apparently.
That's shocking.
Right, exactly. Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on her side because I'm going to have to tell him straight off, sorry, dude, I don't even have a TV in my room. That's just bad sleep hygiene.
Wait, but she's the one watching.
Oh.
Then you're on his side, Sam.
Okay, you mean you're on his side?
There's no place for it.
Yes. Sorry, then I'm going to take his side.
All right, there you go.
That was confusing, but thank you.
We do have people with two names that are both...
Jim and
Sam.
He's anti-screens in bed is what he meant.
He's there you go. So,
whoever it was.
466-9696. What side are you on? Team Jimmy or Team Sam? We'll get more of your calls and posts coming up.
For me.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
The issue at hand on couples therapy is between Jimmy and Sam. And thank you guys for reaching out to us and being a part of our serious conversation and helping you guys out. And Jimmy And Jimmy wants Sam to get off her phone at night so he can sleep. Sam needs that phone time to decompress at night. And yes, there's compromises, but we want you to pick a side first.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's about 74% Team Jimmy on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which he's enjoying.
Meaning turn the phone off and go to bed, or do something that doesn't make light and sound. And I mean, I get that when you're trying to go to bed. It's 68% Team Jimmy on Twitter right now.
Might I suggest you guys just, instead of watching shows and he, instead of going to bed so quickly... get like an aerobic exercise in. Just balance a checkbook about 20 minutes and then roll over and go to bed. I mean, listen, you'll grow closer to each other. You'll get better sleep, burn a few calories.
Yeah, right. Calories can be burned.
Yes.
Hi, Kix, what's that on?
I'm on the dude side, man. I mean, all the studies show you can't have stuff in bed like Lauren said. It's for sleeping and some other things.
Not watching TV. And wrestling is what Michael on Facebook says. Sleeping and wrestling.
Exactly. Maybe. Like everything you read says you should not have that stuff in bed because it does not help you go to sleep. And then he gets caught up probably listening to it. I've had that happen before. It's
it's a good point. Thanks, Matt. All right, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on his side, man.
Okay,
the bed is for sleeping. And, you know, if she doesn't want to do it, well, tell him to go find somebody that will.
Oh, jeez.
My ex-wife did the same thing constantly.
Oh, really?
She would not turn it off. I tried sleeping in the living room, but the sound of everything still kept me up, so I found somebody that didn't do it.
Oh,
I want to be
Harry said the same thing.
I want to be super clear here. Jimmy, Sam, We are 100% great at making sure that we help couples on this show.
Not break them up.
Not trying to get you two divorced today. just super clear on that, because we want people to keep calling.
Right. Even though
Carrie's, I don't know if I'm going that way.
Okay. Yeah, no, we didn't figure
you
that out.
You did start this segment off by saying how beautiful and amazing and wonderful your wife is. So,
and she is.
That's right. Here we go. Good job, man.
All right, so the consensus is from our listeners that Jimmy is
the
right.
The listeners
on this.
Are pretty strongly Team Jimmy here.
Right. Sam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I say, what compromises would you be willing to consider here? Headphones are a thing. Like, technology has kind of solved this for us.
Feel free to consider my suggestion, too, by the way.
True. I mean, I would try headphones. I mean, I think he's still going to complain about the light, but, I mean, I would at least do that.
Okay. That's something. You could always go take it in the living room and wind down and then come to bed
also,
when you're ready to go to bed.
What side do you sleep on? Do you sleep on your right side or your left side? I mean, if you can roll over and just kind of be at an angle
away.
Watching the video away, because it's going to block the light a little bit. Or if you're
That's
the sleeper,
true.
You're going to be sleeping away from said person, facing the other way.
You could get the WWE Network and watch old 80s and 90s wrestling matches, and then you and your husband could watch them together, because they'd be entertaining.
Is that
instead of Real
sleep?
Housewives? That's what I would say.
I suppose that is one idea.
You're welcome.
All right, well, we've got a lot of suggestions as well on Facebook and Twitter for you guys, so definitely check that out. And let us know how it goes.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right, Jimmy, thank you for reaching out, and have a great day, guys.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate
thank you.
It.
All right.
I'm a little frustrated on
okay.
this.
Okay, why?
Because I just gave them, like, two really good ideas, and they didn't consider either of them.
You don't know they didn't consider them.
I'm just saying, you're right. Maybe I'm just jumping the gun here. I felt like I solved their problems. And they I expected more excitement over the 80s, 90s wrestling suggestion. Let me tell you that.
Not everybody's into that.
Or even just the nightly aerobic exercises before bed.
That
I'm just
be,
saying, all of a sudden
helpful.
They got abs in a year. They can call me up and say thanks.
we're the fittest couple in town.
That's right.
Because we got the abs going on thanks to your canoodling idea at night.
You're welcome.
All right, well, if you need our help, we are here for you.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Just reach out via Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Make sure your headline is Couples Therapy, and we'll be glad to help you out at this time next Wednesday. Tomorrow, back with Denver Dump.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
KX96.9.
Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to survive. And we have a local badass now.
Oh my gosh, this story is so insane.
Yes, it is.
His name is Kurt Kaser, and he's from Pender, Nebraska. He's 63, and he's been a grain farmer for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he had a moment where he was unloading and stepped into the hopper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it sucked his leg in.
Into the auger.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to pull it out, but it kept pulling on his leg, and it kept grinding and trying to pull him into.
And he realized he did not have his cell phone in his pocket.
Oh boy.
There was nobody around.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he did.
I had my pocket knife in my pocket. I thought, well, the only way I'm getting out of here is cut it off. So I just started sawing on it.
He amputated his own leg.
When I was cutting it, the nerve endings, I could feel them just ping when I'd start sawing around that pipe. And all at once it went and let me go. So I got the heck out of there.
This is the most nonchalant man in history.
He's so chill about it in his conversation.
And he even makes the noise.
Yeah.
And then so when I finished sawing through,
all at once it went.
So when I heard this man was from Pender, Nebraska.
Okay.
None of this surprises me. I know like 6 people from Pender, Nebraska.
Okay.
And literally every one of them is a hard ass and tougher than nails. like this man being from Pender, Nebraska doesn't surprise me.
So he's so nonchalant about the whole thing. He's like, well, I figured how long am I going to stay conscious here? So I better do something quick. So he cuts off his own leg, then crawls 150 feet over to where the phone is.
Man.
Calls for help. They come help him. He never lost consciousness.
He kept consciousness all the way to the hospital.
He's from Pender, Nebraska. This is what these people do. They're tough. Really tough.
Man.
So he's been at Madonna, doing rehab to learn to do what he needs to do again. He told his occupational therapist that the goal is to get back home and get to doing what he was before. He's just been released, and that's what he's working towards.
Kirk Hayes is a badass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just. And I love, he says he wants other people to learn from his mistake. I paid the price of being in a hurry and not paying attention, basically. Yep. Is that the price? I guess that's the price.
Well,
when you're farming, you can't hurry.
Same the process.
Same thing when I was at the railroad, they were like, everything you do, take your time. Once you start hurrying is when you lose limbs. That's what they used to tell us all the time.
Sure enough, there's a perfect example of that. But yeah, if you want.
Salute to that guy because holy cow, he's like 27 hours. That movie where he had to saw off his own arm.
Kind of like that.
Hold on.
This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Kirk Hazer, we salute you, dude.
Yes, we do.
And wish you the best getting back out and doing what you like to do. Brought to you by Todd Valley Farms. We've got your chance at CMA Flyaway next.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
You've been struck by a smooth criminal.
Normally we do like a stupid is the stupid does, but this guy is brilliant.
Yeah,
he's a legend.
This is pretty awesome.
So I've got a couple friends who in the past like have gone back through the drive thru and said, hey, you guys forgot this, and have gotten a free item.
Lying, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool,
like,
man.
My nuggets aren't in here. Like, yeah, they are, but they got nuggets. Okay. There's a 27-year-old dude in South Africa who has finally been arrested and is going to appear in court because he managed to eat free at KFC for an entire year.
All right. Tell me this con so I can start running it.
This is so brilliant.
He reportedly told employees of the fast food chain that he had been sent from the KFC headquarters for quality checks to make sure the chicken was up to standard. He would walk in with confidence and tell staff he was there for quality assurance checks of the food that they served. It is also reported that the unnamed man carried an ID card from head office and would dress very smart and even arrive in a limousine to be the quality person.
You know, and it took them a year to figure out that this guy was not coming from the head office.
Yeah.
This just underscores the whole, there are so many places you can go if you just walk like you know where you're going.
Right.
All he had to do was put on a suit, make himself a little Photoshopped ID card, and walk in and say he was from...
He flashed it like the FBI, like, hey, quality insurance.
I've
in the head office.
I've actually thought about kind of running a similar racket to this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so over on ESPN 1480, my co-host and one of my best friends, he owns Slim Chickens in town.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've thought about walking in there, because they all know he's on the radio with me, and just being like, hey, Bill said it was cool if I get some food. And just, I want to see how many times I can pull that until he finally is like, hey, dude, I hear you keep coming in to get chicken.
It would probably take him a long time to mention it to him.
Right?
Because what's one chicken sandwich here and there? They wouldn't even remember.
Oh, no, I would be getting mac and cheese with it.
You'd get a full.
Their
full
mac
thing.
And cheese is good.
It'd
be like a lot. I'd be greedy about it, and that's why I get busted. Like, this guy wasn't greedy. Yeah, like, this guy wasn't greedy. He did what he did. He kept doing it, you know. I would blow my cover within like 2 days because I'd be like, yeah, Bill said I could get all of this. And I'd be leaving like bags of stuff.
Now you got to focus on just a meal.
Yeah.
You could go
just
in there.
Just a plate.
Hey, I'm Husker Nick. I'm
a co-host.
And
different ones. Yeah.
On ESPN with Bill Hooks.
He said I needed to try X today or Y today. I need some iced tea. Okay, I'm going to try this.
It would have to be different ones because, I mean, quality control, you wouldn't go in and have the same thing every day.
No.
Right. You'd have different things to sample.
And you have to go from one location to the other location.
Right.
You have to bounce back and forth.
And I'd be okay because he might get mad, but his wife loves me. So I'll be just fine. And she also owns part of it. So it'll be fine. It'll be good. Maybe we'll start updating. I'll update you guys as I keep doing it.
I think you should. Let's see how long
it'd be really fun. Just, hey, man, Bill said I should... do this and then just keep going.
Well, yeah, and it's what, a little after 8, so Bill's already in there.
I mean, technically, I'd be stealing from my friend, but, you know, whatever.
So
devil's in the details.
The other thing this guy did that you would have to do, it said that he would also go back to the kitchen, wander around, and take notes.
Oh.
Yeah. So you would have to do that.
Does he know is it the ingredients? Is that what it is? What is it that KFC has? What's their
secret ingredient?
Yeah, he might know it now. He could probably get out of getting sent to jail and say, listen, I will release that whatever ingredients it is that
to
you guys
the world.
Have. Yeah. And then otherwise, you keep me out of jail.
So we'll check in with you and see how you do.
All right, if you guys know Hooksy, don't tell him I'm about to start this diabolical plan.
Don't say anything.
It's going to be good.
See what happens.
JP